From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. South Sudan's rival leaders, President Salva Kiir and Vice President Riek Machar, have called for a ceasefire aimed at ending several days of attacks believed to have killed hundreds and threatening to reignite the civil war. Michael Makuei-Lewith is the country's information minister.
All the commanders of these forces are hereby directed to cease any hostility and abide by this order, control their forces, and protect the civil population and their property. All the commanders of these forces are directed to control their forces and ensure protection of any ethnic group that may be targeted by some elements within their forces, and any SPLA-IO who surrenders to the SPLA must be protected.
The fighting has been condemned by the UN Security Council. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for an immediate arms embargo. U.S. spokesman John Kirby urged both sides to stand down.
I strongly urge that the two leaders do everything in their power to ensure these decrees will be fully respected and unfettered humanitarian assistance will be provided to those affected by the violence. In addition, we are moving out on all fronts to reduce the number of staff by implementing an ordered departure from our post.
Civil war, which erupted in South Sudan in December 2013, lasted 2 years, killing thousands, displacing millions. The Iranian judiciary Monday announced the indictments of three detained Iranian dual nationals and a Lebanese citizen, including a Briton, one from Canada, two from the U.S. No details about the charges revealed, no indication when they will stand trial. Iran does not recognize dual nationality. None of the accused has been allowed counselor access. This is VOA News.